Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And Cleveland Browns single-game tickets are available straight from the source on ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app. Secure tickets to upcoming Cleveland Browns games against the Cardinals, the Ravens, the Bengals, and the 49ers by visiting ClevelandBrowns.com or the Browns mobile app right now. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm here, as I said, in the Dog Bowl in Berea, 216-578-0850. All right, on the offensive side of the ball, the Chargers are ahead on my scorecard, 4-1. You have it 3-1-1.
Okay.
On the defensive side of the ball, start with the defensive line. The Chargers are led on their defensive line. They've got Kendall Reyes at defensive end, Sean Lismore, and Corey, how do you say it?
Legit.
Corey Legit at the other defensive tackle position.
Legit.
Kind of the other, the big end in the 3-4.
Yes.
Legit a good player. Their backups, Darius Filon, Ryan Carruthers, and Ricardo Matthews. Ricardo Matthews has really struggled this season. I think it's in, this has got to be an advantage for the Browns on the defensive side of the ball.
I think it definitely is. Yes, while they have playmakers in Corey Legit inside, and then we'll get to the outside linebackers.
Their D-line doesn't have a single sack on the year.
Right.
Their defensive
line. And this is not a defense with John Pagano as their defense coordinator that – is expecting a lot of sacks out of the defensive linemen. They kind of understand their role and play the run very well, even though they're not doing that. And a lot of those sacks go to those outside linebackers.
All right, linebackers on the outside, they've got Melvin Ingram and Jerry Atuchu.
Yep.
Manti Te'o and Donald Butler, the veteran, inside for them. I think Ingram's probably the best player on either team at linebacker.
Donald Butler
can play.
Can play, but his play has faded in the last 2 years. They paid him, and then his play went downhill.
Manti Te'o.
And Manti Te'o, his girlfriend is actually sitting in the studio with us right now.
There she is.
There she is.
Take the mic. Yes.
Take the mic. Wait.
Go ahead. Nope. Can't do it.
Oh,
not there.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
She's not there.
Yeah. I would say, I think the linebackers is a push.
So Donald Butler right now, this is what we've got here. No turnovers. Donald Butler's forced one fumble, I'm sorry. 8 tackles, 8 assists. Manti Te'o, 11 tackles, 9 assists on the season. 1 pass defense. The outside backers, Melvin Ingram, the only sack they have has come from Kyle Emanuel on the season. He's there. Ingram, though, has been around the quarterback quite a bit and has had a pretty good, solid start to his season. Right now, I'm going to call it kind of a wash.
Going into the season, I would say it's clearly the Cleveland Browns, but based on their performance through 3 games, it's a push for me.
All right, we'll call it a push. The defensive backs, they've got Jason Verrett and Brandon Flowers as their corners, Eric Weddle, free safety, and then Jahleel Adai at their strong safety position. This is an interesting one for me because our secondary right now is not playing well. And you go, and again, I don't put much stock at all into the grades of Pro Football Focus. I put a lot of stock into their stats, not the grades. I just want to reiterate that, not the grades. Jimmy Wilson actually has been starting at strong safety for them. I don't put a lot of stock in the grades, but directionally they might be okay. You've got Dante Whitner is, I believe, 88th out of 90 safeties. Tashawn Gibson is right down there, and so is Jordan Poyer. All 3 safeties are in the bottom 10.
74, 76, 88.
Joe Hayden is 98th out of 100 corners right now. They're struggling.
They are.
Our secondary is struggling. But our secondary, Weddle is probably the most consistent player on either team in the secondary.
Quarterback of the defense.
Flowers and Verrett, not a bad cornerback tandem.
No. Flowers came via free agency from Kansas City after being a first-round draft pick. Played well there, surprisingly let go. And then the first-round draft pick
a year ago
of Verrett.
Out of TCU.
They've gone defense. They've gone 2011, they took Legit. In 12, they took Melvin Ingram.
And their nickel, by the way, is Patrick Robinson, who's having a very good season.
Yes. Still, I will give, at this point, with what we've seen, based on talent, top to bottom, I would give slight advantage to the Cleveland Browns.
You've got to. Right now, by the way, Patrick Robinson, the highest-graded slot corner in the National Football League so far this season, according to Pro Football Focus. Again, I don't put a lot of stock in there.
Is he the kid, New Orleans and then Atlanta?
Patrick Robinson has been – he was drafted in the first round back in 2012.
By New Orleans?
I'm going to go pull that up right now. by the New Orleans Saints.
Yes,
yes, you are correct. Okay. Out of Florida State.
Yep.
So they got three first rounders at their corners, and then Weddle and Jimmy Wilson in the at the safety position. I'm going to give the advantage to the Browns, but it's on hype right now. It's not on the tape. Would not give the advantage to the Browns right now.
You're right.
But I'm going to do it on hype. All right, special teams. Overall, you're looking at, you know, they've got Mike Seifers, who's been phenomenal.
He was in my draft class, still in San Diego doing it.
Josh Lambeau's their kicker. Their kick and punt returner is Jacoby Jones, who's very good at what he does.
Yeah, but so is ours.
I think our punter right now, maybe a little bit better. Mike Seifers is pretty good, though. And, I mean, Travis Coons doesn't miss.
Right. And, again, you got a free agent, rookie, at kicker as well.
So we'll call it special teams. I'm going to give us
slight advantage.
Slight advantage. Could easily be a wash, though.
Yes.
Could easily be a wash.
Yes. Cypher's very good, a lot like Andy Lee with the Aussie kick inside the 20.
And Jacoby Jones is a very good, returner.
Yes.
Had a return touchdown to start the second half of the Super Bowl in which the Ravens defeated the San Francisco 49ers. All right. So when you look at the tail of the tape, defensively, we give the Browns the advantage at two of the spots. We have a push at one of them, and we have two pushes, actually. So when you add it all up, San Diego still has a little bit of an advantage.
They do.
Because of their offensive proficiency. It is going to be on the Browns to take advantage. Two things. Take advantage of the offensive line depth, or lack thereof, of the San Diego Chargers with three new starters. And then take advantage of the fact that they have not stopped the run at all. Because the best way to slow down Phillip Rivers and that San Diego Chargers offense is to keep them off the field.
Yes.
And you do that by running the football, controlling the clock, and having long clock-eating drives.
This is true. It is. It really is.
It is true.
Yes.
This is what must
happen. Listen.
Listen.
That's it.
That's what's got to happen. All right, when we come back, John DeFilippo will give us a little insight onto what he thought about the team's offensive performance against the Raiders and what they must do this week against the San Diego Chargers.